As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors. They will be closing in a moment. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Disney Assembled. I'm Troy.
And I'm Mimi.
And we are your happy little father-daughter podcast, here to create joy and share our love for all things Disney.
Disney Assembled is sponsored by our patrons over on Patreon. If you would like to check them out, check out patreon.com/Disney Assembled or check out our website, DisneyAssembled.com, and hit that Patreon button. And it'll send you right to that link.
Yeah, we appreciate your consideration for that. Membership starts as little as $2 a month. And with that, you get access to all the exclusive patron-only content that we have over there. All right. This episode is going to fall into the category of better late than never, right?
Yeah. So I was gone this weekend.
You were.
I was up at UT Austin doing some things, hanging out with some people, getting to know the environment a little bit. And with that, our paths kept crossing for a time to record beforehand. And we thought we were going to be able to do it on Wednesday, maybe Thursday. Friday was out of the question, and things just piled up, and right, we were unable to get the episode.
But we're committed to getting one out. We'll have this one out this week. I think today's date? The 23rd? Mm-hmm. So today's Tuesday, April 23rd. Normally our episodes come out on Sunday night. We did not have a Sunday night episode, but we're going to get this one out hopefully on Wednesday, the 24th, right?
Heck yeah.
Get this edited tonight. Get this out for everybody to be able to listen to this week's episode, which is great. But yeah, that's going to happen from time to time, right? But we still get an episode in. We find a way to make it happen. We actually reached out to a few of our friends we've met online to ask if they could help us out or if they were available to record last week. And they weren't able to, even though they wanted to. But I'm glad they didn't say yes, because the night that I had asked them to record, something came up for you sort of at the last minute on that night as well. So we wouldn't have even been able to have recorded with our friends, our guests that we'd reached out to. But I am reasonably sure that we will get them on the show soon. And yeah, so get that scheduled. Yeah. So
absolutely.
All right. What are we talking about this week?
So this week we are kind of diving into Disney World lines. So when you go to Walt Disney World or any Walt Disney park, you're going to stand in a lot of lines for ride attractions, for other kinds of attractions, for characters, for food. There's lines out the wazoo.
And sometimes waiting in the queues is quite boring. And you have to entertain yourself.
Right. And so I compiled a list of a few things that either we've done or we've seen other people do to kill time in line when you're waiting to get on the ride or to get your snack or to meet the character or to get on the monorail. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that this week. We also have a Disney trivia question of the week. We'll go over this week's or last week's answer of the trivia question. We did have a couple people chime in. They tried to get it. I don't know if they got it right or not. We'll have to check and see. And of course, we'll have our Disney dad joke of the week. All right. So before we jump into the main topic of the week, let's go over last week's Disney trivia question.
Yeah. So last week's question was a pink question. We don't know what that means, but it was, what 1989 Disney song was the first to win an Academy Award in 25 years?
All right.
I feel like it should say which 1989 Disney song was the first to win a blah, 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 but it says what. And we had two people chime in.
Right. We had two potential answers, one from our friend Andrew. Andrew took a guess. He took a stab at it. He said, Kiss the Girl from Little Mermaid, right? Mm-hmm. And we had another come in from JM Boy 1990, who's been giving us answers periodically, right? We appreciate that. And JM Boy 1990 guessed Part of Your World. However, I don't think either of those are the correct answer, are they?
No, they weren't. They were in that same realm. So both Andrew and J.M. Boy were very close with the Little Mermaid theme, but the answer is Under the Sea from Little Mermaid. So the other sort of, you know, smash hit from that film alongside Kiss the Girl and Part of Your World, Under the Sea is the one that took home the Academy Award in 1989.
Very good. All right. We'll have a new Disney trivia question at the end of the show, so pay attention for
this
that.
This was also the year that Taylor Swift was born.
1989? Mm-hmm. It's also the year that I graduated from high school.
That's so crazy.
There you go. 1989.
Little Mermaid. Taylor Swift was born.
None of those songs were played at my prom, though.
The Taylor Swift songs?
Or? None of the Little Mermaid at my prom.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, yeah. You never know. Right. Prom was fun, but so is a Disney dad joke of the week. Mm-hmm. All right. It is time. Are you ready?
Mimi, yes.
Are you ready?
I am very ready.
Our listeners, are you ready? All right. It is time for this week's Disney dad joke of the week. Mimi.
Yes.
Aladdin. Mm-hmm. Do you know why Aladdin was banned from competing in the Olympics?
Mm-mm. No.
It was discovered that he was using performance-enhancing rugs.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Performance. PERs. Performance-enhancing rugs.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's funny.
All right. If you have a Disney dad joke that you would like us to consider using on the show, please send us an email, disneyassembled@gmail.com, or you can send it to us as a message on social media, Threads, Instagram,
Talk,
TikTok, Facebook, Twixer. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Graham, book,
all at Disney Assembled.
Twitter, Threads.
If you join us on Patreon, you can send us a message through Patreon.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Okay, let's all jump right into our list for lines.
So these are the queues. You know, queues. Sometimes you're going to wait in the queue. You're going to wait in the line. You're going to have to stand in a queue, gazuntite.
Okay.
And listen, you got to entertain yourself.
Yeah.
And if you've been to Disney World or Disneyland or any of the Disney parks, really any park, mostly we're talking about Disney parks, people have to entertain themselves. And then you see all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people like pull out full like lawn chairs and like sit down.
Which didn't make our list.
No. Pull out lawn chairs and sit down did not.
Well, sit down made our list. So let's start
there. We'll start with sit down.
So
popular choice.
So here's the debate. Should you sit down in the line?
See, the theory is that if you sit down, it makes it worse. Like, it makes you more tired, makes your feet hurt more.
Right, because the getting down and the getting up, and by the time you get down and your blood's starting to flow, you got to stand right back up and keep going.
But you could sit on the fence or, like,
well, you can lean on the wall. But, yeah, I think what you're referring to is there's those little tiny portable folding chair thingies, right?
Those aren't allowed anymore. Did you know that?
They're kind of like gardening chairs. You know, you have the little gardening stools. And people carry them and they just plop them down and they sit on them and they wait. Right.
They're so, you know, silly.
Yeah. So I see
their purpose.
Here's what I think. If the line hasn't moved in a really long time, I don't have a problem sitting. Now, the ground is gross. Right. If you're outside, you're sitting on some gross ground.
Throw back to that child we saw just pee on the ground in the Remy's Ratatouille Adventure queue.
Yeah, right. So
like, just think about that every time you sit down.
Right. So should you sit? Probably not. Do people sit? Sure.
But I mean, like, the ride vehicles themselves aren't any less gross. And if you're getting that kind of.
But if somebody does something on the ride vehicle, they'll stop and clean it. But the janitors aren't. I mean, the custodial cast members, they're not going through the lines the whole day cleaning those lines.
Yes, that's true.
So here's it. Is sitting down, is it a good thing to do or a bad thing? What am I looking for? Is it
justified?
Well, is it kind of frowned upon? Is it kind of one of those don't do unwritten rules of Disney that you shouldn't do?
I don't think so. I think it depends on where you are and which queue you're in.
I'm going to tell you what rule is. And I really don't like this. And you know, it makes me nervous. And that's not being there when the rest of your family gets in the line. And then
it really pisses him off. Oh my gosh, guys. Because
cutting in the line to catch up with the rest of your family.
It really drives Papa crazy.
I try to get there, but I'm stuck in a line getting a drink or going to the restroom. And I'm trying to get there. And by the time the line has moved, I'm like, just catch up to us. Just catch up. Just
that's what you should do. Just catch up.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It really gets under my skin. So I wait for you guys. I wait for you to switch back to where I'm close to, so it's not so. I don't want to get into it because this has caused many a fight.
No, but it's caused like actual fights, like not just like silly fights, like actual arguments between the family. And we have not talked for like an hour because of these fights. Like,
right. So sitting down, I don't frown upon sitting because I will sit down if I have to.
No, yeah. And it definitely depends. I think sitting down is totally
when the line moves, you got to get up and move.
See, that kind of goes in the next one. The one that I want to go into next is watch the line move ahead of you. So if you choose to sit down, you should also be watching the line move ahead of you. You need to know when it's time to stand up and keep walking. You know, it's you gotta see the happy people getting in line to get on the ride vehicles, you know, not you, but all the way in the back like a peasant. You know, right. You gotta see the happy people getting right. on the ride.
You have to pay attention.
Just pay attention.
Right. Keep your eyes forward. You can look around, but then you gotta look back. I mean, it's like driving a car. You don't want to stare. You can move your eyes around.
Right, but you need to be looking.
But you got
to
pay attention. I mean, if you're going to be doing lines at Disney, you got to be paying attention to what you're doing.
Right. Right. And it kind of goes into the next one on the list, kind of goes hands in hand with it. And it's something Mom always says, don't be the natural break. So
why don't we define what a natural break right. is?
Let's
because
do
our
some
listeners probably Disney don't assembled. Know this. This is Disney assembled
vocabulary.
Vocab,
here.
Right?
Yeah, along with the nothing can stop us now.
Well, that's not ours. Family. That came up. Well, that's just being a
that
party.
Was us.
But don't be in that the natural
break. The natural
break.
So the natural break in the line. So at pretty much any Walt Disney World ride attraction, when you are in line, there is usually a Lightning Lane line that you know runs parallel to yours. But at a certain point, you guys reconvene or conjoin so that you can be in that last little bit to get on the ride vehicle. So the way that they do this is kind of by, you know, looking and like gauging to see, you know, how many people are in each party and how much line they can fill before they let Lightning Lane go again. So Mom has started coining the phrase, don't be the natural break, meaning if you are too far away from the party in front of you, you will be the natural break for the cast member to stop the regular line and let the Lightning Lane people through. But if you're close enough to the party in front of you, you kind of blend in. You can't really tell if it's two parties or one party. And then the cast member will let your party go. And let me tell right. you, this has worked many a time for us. It is a real thing.
Let me paint a picture for you. You're in line. You're in the regular standby queue. They finally start letting your group in. And the cast members, you know, they're watching people come through. Now, they're keeping track of about how many are coming through. But if you give too much space to the party in front of you, they'll know that you're kind of not with them, right? Mm-hmm. This is when you want to sort of become distant cousins, right, with the people in front of you. Because Disney's not going to want to break up a group. And if they think you might be with that group,
they
may be less likely to stop you when you get to the front of the line.
Right.
So when we say don't be the natural break, it's keep up with the person in front of you so that as they're letting people in, don't be the one
that
they drop the hand down and go, oh, you're going to have to wait. And it's like, oh, don't be the natural break.
Right. Don't be the natural break because it's not a perfect science. You know, it doesn't work every time.
Right. It doesn't work.
But it has saved us before. You know what I'm saying? Like that Winnie the Pooh line can be a killer, right? You got to make sure you're not the natural break there. And another game that you can play is who's going to be the natural break. So
you take a guess, like right. you look at the people in front of you.
Look at the people in front of you, like, oh, that guy's not paying attention. They're on their phone, you know. They're going to be the natural break. And sure enough, they usually are the natural break.
Yep, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Speaking of games, a couple of games. I know one popular game is the heads-up game. People play that, the phone. Mm-hmm. You can certainly do that in the park. Lots of people do that. Here's my problem with the heads-up game.
You can't walk into it.
You can't walk into it, so you have to be stationary. And the other thing is, after a couple of minutes, I get bored with it mm-hmm. and I just don't want to do it anymore. Same thing with the Play Disney stuff. Like when we were in line for Toy Story Mania, we played the Play Disney interactive stuff.
Yeah, that was fun though.
It was fun. But after about 10 minutes, I had enough of it, right? I don't need to keep doing it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So you can play games on your phone. Some people play rock, paper, scissors. Right. They do whatever, you know, just to pass
little
the
hand
time.
Clappy games, yeah. Patty cake, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to be the natural break, you at least need to provide some entertainment for the people in line.
Right. I want to watch you, like, you know, absolutely destroy charades heads up, you know?
Right.
I want to see it happen. The craziest thing that I think I've ever seen somebody pull out of their Disney backpack was like a stack of like workbooks for their kid.
Oh, yeah, I think they had workbooks.
I was with brother, actually.
Books.
I don't know if you were there, but they have coloring books are less weird, but they pulled out like a math workbook. And they had the kids sit down and work on math. in line.
Well, some families are homeschool and they take their kids to the park a lot, and that might just be.
No, it's weird to make your kid work on homework in the middle of the line. That's weird.
That's true.
Some
right?
kids are homeschooled. Yeah, like maybe like 0.5. No, like 0.02% of the population is doing homeschool at Walt Disney World. Well. Like this woman was making her child do homework at Disney, and I felt bad for him.
Right. Here's something that some people do in line. I might do it in my head. I don't say it out loud.
You do.
I don't say it out loud. Complain about the people in the lightning lane. It's like you're looking at them and they all of a sudden moving. You're like, damn you lightning laners. It's like, right, it's like, if I had just paid that extra $40 today, I'd have been up there.
Exactly.
Right. So, and it's like, oh, and Disney loves that because like, oh, I'm going to buy the lightning lane next time. Right. But it's like, oh, you complain about it because it's like, oh, we would have been in there, especially if you're the natural break.
Mm-hmm.
If you become the natural break, I think you're obligated to make a tongue in cheek complaint about the lightning lane people.
Right.
Like we did, we would say things. I can't remember exactly. We said something one time, even the cast member laughed because it was like, he's like curses. Right. and even the cashier was like, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I mean, they were very nice.
Because
right?
they but, know. And
they know it's annoying.
One of the problems that we talked about like almost 2 years ago during our trip in July was how Disney had not quite figured out how to manage Lightning Lane. Because this was like right after Genie Plus was like on the newer end, you know, and they hadn't figured out how to manage how many people to let through with the lightning lane so that it was balanced with the standby queue. Right. And they've gotten definitely better, I think, at this balance between who gets to go when. Right. But it is not a Walt Disney World vacation. It is not standing in line for a ride. If you aren't standing there and thinking, oh, only three of our families got to go and all of the lightning lane people just went, this is so unfair. No.
And you get over it.
And
you, quickly.
Well, you get over it, right? Like it's not an actual like
you know, don't harbor resentment.
No, definitely.
You vent
not.
Frustration.
It's just kind of like
two different
annoying.
Things, right?
It's just kind of like annoying, right? And I think the worst attraction, the one that is the absolute worst on, is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And this is kind of a crazy take with this one, but Star Tours. Seeing the Star Tours Lightning Lane, because it walks right next to you. And so you get to see them walk by and walk on the ride, and you're still standing there about to wait 35 more minutes. And you're just like, ugh.
Right, right.
Lightning Lane people. Gosh.
Well, here's something I see.
Sometimes I'll complain about the Lightning Lane, and we will have purchased Genie Plus for that day. I'm just doing an attraction that I don't have a Lightning Lane for. And I'm still like, ah, you people paying all that money.
One thing is to just vent frustration. Well, another thing is to be legitimately angry and annoyed. And there are people who get legitimately angry and annoyed because I've seen it. Like their face gets red, the veins in their neck starts popping out, or the little vein on the front of their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
But believe it or not, another thing on our list is to annoy the people in your party. So,
or the people around you.
I've seen this.
Many a child has run underfoot.
Many a child has run underfoot.
Or they're playing
football. Like the child brings a football or a toy in the and they're throwing it around and it gets lost and now they're going to go track it down. They're running between your legs. Or it's a brother and sister and they've been in line a long
bickering.
Time. And it's like, you know, they're poking each other, right?
Oh, well.
And it's like, stop poking me. Stop poking me.
My brother and I do that. We do that. But we're also old, so it's right. different. Well, my favorite personally is when the iPad baby that doesn't know that they're in Walt Disney World because they're too busy looking at their mom's phone on TikTok has their audio as loud as humanly possible.
Oh, yeah. Let's not put headphones on or anything.
Yeah, let's not. Like, I have a video of Papa and I. Like, Papa and I tried to make a video while we were waiting in line to get in for the Indiana Jones stunt spectacular. And we went back to watch the video at the end. You can't hear us because the kid behind us in line was listening to TikTok on her mom's phone. Literally at full volume.
Right,
and
full
like,
volume.
I was like, you could not hear us talk over right. this child. Like that's
pretty annoying.
Yeah. Very annoying.
People do these things when they're in the queue because they're bored, right? Or it's the child that doesn't want to, and I get it. I don't begrudge children because I get it. They're children.
You work with children.
I work with children and children typically don't bother me, but it's the one that is done. They are done for the day. They are not taking another step in that queue. They have made the decision. I am stopping.
I'm tired.
And I'm not going. And the parent doesn't want to pick them up. So I've actually seen a parent like start to drag the child through the line, and the child is screaming because they don't want to be drugged through the line. And then they're like dead weight. So you go to pick them up and carry them, but they're not helping at all. Right. So they're just like flopping all over the place. And
that
makes me so sad for them. And then of course, inevitably they switch back. Like, so that's the thing. They're in front of you. You feel like, okay, they're way ahead of me. We'll be away from them. But then there's a switch back. And as you see, they're approaching you and you're approaching them. Right. And you're like, oh God, please move. Please keep moving. Don't stop the line. Don't stop the line now, because the switchback is coming. The switchback is coming. And next thing you know, it stops.
And the child is screaming. And they're right next to you
now. So where they were 30 feet ahead of you before. Now they're literally right next to you because of the switchback.
No, the screaming child is very situational, because sometimes there's a lot of empathy and there's a lot of annoyance.
Get that kid a juice box.
The annoyance for me comes from what you said at the beginning. It's children who are obviously tapped out for the day.
They need a break.
That need a nap, that need, you know, 35 minutes to just sleep in the stroller or drink a juice box in the shade or in the AC. And mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or aunt and uncle or whoever are so dead set on doing their agenda, or dead set on showing the kid this thing at this exact time, that they won't acknowledge the fact that the kid might need a break. And that it makes me sad for the children. Like, it's truly is at no fault of their own. It's, they obviously can't control themselves, nor can they get up and walk away. They're five, nor should they get up and walk away.
Right.
But it's the annoyance comes from, okay, this is a problem that is easily solved. You are just being selfish in this moment, right? Like the kid that's just screaming because, you know, whatever, like just being a kid, that doesn't really bother me. It's the kids that are allowed to scream. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They can't control it, but you've put them in a position where that's the only way they know how to communicate.
Right.
I mean, if a child is doing that, it's because they don't know how to communicate differently, right? And they're trying to express their needs. And right now they need a nap or a juice box.
And it doesn't take away from how annoying it is, but it does change the mentality a little bit. I just kind of put my headphones in, keep my head down and move on, because I know, I don't know. I'm more likely to empathize with the kid when it's very evident that mom and dad are trying their best to calm kid down.
Find
that kid a meet and greet, or just have one of the adults like take kid out of the line and then rejoin the line later. You know what I'm saying? Like there are a million different ways to handle it instead of the, well, we're just going to thug it out. Your kid is four. Your kid cannot thug it out. Like,
Right. You can't thug it out. You got to keep going. All right. So listen, we're going to move on, because I don't like complaining about children, because children really don't bother me, but it can be a little annoying, and they annoy each other. Like siblings will annoy each other.
Oh, absolutely. And we will also annoy you guys. Heldner's, my brother's favorite game, in line is mama.
Right.
This grown 16-year-old boy, mommy.
Right.
Mommy. And then he'll come over to me.
I get it.
Mimi, yeah. I'm poking Papa.
What you don't know is
that
she's been poking me for 10 minutes now. So here's something that is kind of fun to do. I think this is fun to do. Well, maybe it's not fun. Maybe it's kind of mean. I don't know how. Your taste may vary. Make up Disney facts. Just make them up.
Just start talking. Oh, it's
But
so
say it
fun.
Loud enough so the people around you can hear. So like, you're not whispering. Really? You can say like, when Walt Disney was imagining this Main Street, you know, his first idea was to make it all wireless. It was all wireless back then, right? And then he was like, we have to make it wireless. But there was no wireless technology back then. You just make stuff up. Just make it up. You know, it's like, you're in Liberty Square and you have the thing about the brown thing in the middle of the street. Supposedly, that was just, you know, some people think that's because there was no sanitation back in those days. But actually, as they were building the street, they ran out of the regular cobblestones. And Walter said, just forget it. Put on the brown ones. Right. And so they had to make up a story. So just make up fake Disney
things. I personally am a fan
of. Just make things up.
I'm a fan of, that Big Thunder Mountain, you know, you see that those goats. Now they were supposed to be real goats, but then because they couldn't get any real goats.
You know why there's only 999 happy haunts in the Haunted Mansion? Because Walt was born on the 99th day of the 9th month. That's why. People don't know that, but then he was born on the 99th day of the 9th month. You just make it up.
Just make stuff up.
Things that don't make any sense. Absolutely. And people in line.
Did you know that
say, I heard that. Here's what's happening. Somebody, if you make up something really absurd, here's what I want. If you're at Disney World, if you're listening to a show, make up a Disney fact, make it fun, and see if you can get somebody in line and say, you know what? I heard that too.
Yeah.
I heard that. You're the second. I've heard that from somebody else. That must be true. Let's just make something up. But you guys say it with conviction.
Right. Like, just start a conspiracy. Did you guys know? I mean, if you're in the park right now, I need everybody to start talking about how the family from the Carousel of Progress is modeled off of the Disney assembled family. You hear that? Disney assembled family is the name of the family in the Carousel of Progress. Please continue that rumor.
Right. So it's making up some Disney facts. It's fun.
It's
right?
fun.
Make it funny though. Don't make it cruel or mean or, you know, or whatever.
Oh no.
Insensitive. But just, you know, you see that cracking around the, imagine you see that crack in the sidewalk. Imagineers built that crack in there on purpose to make it look like that this concrete was like real concrete.
It was like
cracked. But it's not real concrete. This is like Disney concrete. It's designed not to crack, but they didn't want people to know that. So they designed it with cracks already built into it. It was like a mold that had cracks already built into it.
Did you know that the World Showcase is round? Because the world is round. And Walt Disney really wanted to make sure that people knew the geography of the world.
But the ground is flat because he was really a flat earther. So the reason you walk on flat ground
and not
is
round
because
ground.
He was a flat earther. Because if the ground was round, that would just totally blow the story, right? The story there is just a flat ground because Walt was a flat earther.
Spaceship Earth looks like a golf ball because Walt Disney believed that God would come back one day and bless Walt Disney World by kicking it off of the tee.
Listen, he was way ahead of his time.
He was way ahead of his time.
You know, he was going to call it pickleball at first, but then he decided to go with Spaceship Earth. Right. Then, you know, as luck would have it, pickleball has taken off years later. But I think he trademarked that phrase.
He coined that term.
And the Walt Disney Company gets money every time somebody buys pickleball equipment. Coined that term.
So ridiculous.
That's right.
Please make up some Disney facts.
Right. That's right.
The next thing on our list is probably the second most fun thing you can do in line.
And it's a legitimate thing to do in line.
We've some mentioned, they kind of go hand in hand. We've mentioned some fun things, but play in the queue, look at the queue, because some of them are absolutely gorgeous, / look for hidden Mickeys. This is a classic Disney pastime, both in the queue and out of the queue. Hidden Mickeys are literally everywhere, and they are so much fun to point out and see and go, oh my gosh, look, I found one.
You can find hidden Mickeys all over the place, and, you know, I think it's fun to look around. Even things that may not be intended to be hidden Mickeys.
Can look like hidden
can
Mickeys.
Can look like hidden Mickeys.
And looking at
or you can look for other characters, like in Galaxy's Edge, and maybe I'll post a picture of it later on our instance.
Please do.
But they have like the hidden Donald on the side of the building.
I didn't know that.
You know, the hidden Donald, it's got like the shape of Donald's head and the portfolio,
and it's got
the blue, and it's got the little tap. Yeah, so, but look for hidden Mickeys. That's a great thing to do while you're waiting in the queue.
Yeah. And honestly, just like looking in the queues alone, some of them are just gorgeous. The Peter Pan one is fun and interactive. I think Slinky Dog Dash, although Hot and Outside is absolutely gorgeous. Toy Story Mania is fun. The Winnie the Pooh one is fun. Guardians of the Galaxy, just endless. Some of them are just so, so gorgeous and so, so fun to just look at and take in. You notice a different thing every time. So
there's one
that.
More thing that's not on our list that I want to mention, because we have done this in the queues before. Mm-hmm. And it kind of ties into something that, I mean, look, we have no technical knowledge, right? But I was thinking we could almost, if somebody out there could help us with this, it'd be great. I was thinking about creating an app that allow people to do this while they're online. The Disney Dad Joke of the Week. We've gone on our website, on our phones, and with people in line, we've told the Disney Dad jokes.
There's
like
the
hundreds
Disney
of them
joke, sure.
from our podcast, and they're on our, well, I haven't updated it in a while, but we have
the old
plenty,
ones on the website. Yeah.
Plenty of Disney dad jokes. And you can stand in the queues and just tell dad jokes and see who else is going to laugh at them. Some people laugh at them. They think it's funny. Right?
Yeah. Some of them are funny. Some of them are not.
And ask the other people, do you have a joke? Hey, I mean, and I've gotten, you know, ideas for dad jokes from people in line and in the queue at Disney rides.
Heck yeah. Plug
so yeah, go
Disney
to our website,
Assemble.
DisneyAssemble.com. Click on the Disney Dad Joke of the Week.
My personal favorite pastime in the Walt Disney World queue line is to talk about Disney Assembled, just as I'm about to do now. So if you guys have any thoughts or any ideas for what to do in line when you're at Walt Disney World, is, you know, you can email us, send us a message, DisneyAssembled@gmail.com, or message us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads, all at Disney Assembled. You guys can also do all those things and answer the Disney trivia question of the week. I'm still working on a way to transition all of those things.
I think you're doing
into
a great job this week. This is a good transition.
thing.
Quite smooth.
The question this week is, what does Giselle use to make herself some clothes from in Enchant? Okay, wait, that reads horribly. What does Giselle use to make herself some clothes
from
in Enchanted? So what does she use to make clothes out of in Enchanted? Right. So again, at Disney Assembled, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Threads,
right,
or DisneyAssembled@gmail.com.
And if you're listening to us on Spotify, go to the interact section of this show. The question will be listed there. You can answer on Spotify if that's how you're doing it.
Absolutely.
You know, we have a YouTube channel. We haven't posted anything there in a little while, but if you'd like to subscribe to it, we'd appreciate that consideration, of course. And the best thing you can do to help the show out, help us create more joy in the world, is to share the show with your friends. If you haven't written a review, please consider doing so, especially on Apple Podcasts. The reviews really help other people find the show. They are so, so important. And we would greatly appreciate, even if it's a sentence, two sentences, whatever it is, we'd really, really appreciate that. And if you can do a rating, you know, a 5-star rating would be appreciated if you are so inclined to do so.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah. High five. Good job this week. Better late than never.
Better late than never.
All right. We're going to get this episode out so everybody can listen to it on Wednesday, April 24th.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. We hope this show brought a smile to your face, some extra magic to your day, and that all important sprinkle of pixie dust to your week. Thanks so much again for listening. And until next time,
see you real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand.